Previously on Hippo Juice.
No, you cannot bury your mother at this KFC.
So if you don't tithe 10%, somebody's keeping track of
it? Yeah, someone's keeping
track. I thought those donations were anonymous, though.
No, they're not. They're not anonymous because no one's wearing Guy Fawkes mask.
What denomination was it again? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Here, back it up a little.
Here's Fourth Missionary Baptist to ask if the singer's funeral could be held there.
I prefer doggy style Baptist. She says she will.
Although, you know what? It's these people nowadays. Don't even.
You're such an
don't
idiot.
Don't even look at her. Don't even look at her.
You're such an idiot.
I missed the reference entirely.
Because it's called Fourth Missionary Baptist. And Marie said, I prefer doggy style Baptist.
Marie.
What? What?
Shut up, Marie.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2782. Today is...
going to be the day.
Today is December 3rd, 2014. We are joining you live from the More Like Radio Susu Studio, as I have to call it now because it's on the wall.
Studios.
Like I said, we are live to bring you... even the holidays don't stop us. Can't stop, won't stop. We're like Bad Boy, but better.
Don't stop believing.
Not Journey. Anyway, we're live.
Hold on to that feeling.
Joined, as always, by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Don't call me that.
Sean, the running man, Waters.
Oh, I thought we talked about this.
John, the laser Santeri. John, the laser Santeri.
John, unmute yourself.
The laser Santeri. John?
Maybe he's not quite here yet?
He's not here yet. First off, that was your web... I think that was your webcam mic, but thank you. And, of course, Big Poopy T.
Hello.
And no, we're not going to call it December, Ashley.
Jesus December. Christ,
it's not happening.
It's December of D.
December. No.
Anyway, we are live. Like I said... Oh, by the way, we're missing Dutch.
I wouldn't say we're
Yeah, you guys can fight over that. Or
what's up, John?
Missing him.
Keep going. Come on. No, they stopped.
Hey, there he is. So, Dutch is gonna be late. As he at the end of the show told us yesterday that I can't be on for Hippo Juice, and then he tried to turn in and goes, "You guys don't need me. You guys, shut up, asshole. It's not that we need you. It's that you should be here." He was trying to turn it around, like make us feel good when he was just showing up. Ah, come on, you bunch of ragamuffins.
Well, I like being made to feel good.
Asshole. Anyway, yeah, you might come in later.
Then you should make a call to Dr. Feelgood.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Feelgood.
I'm not gonna play this one.
No.
Do that.
No. No, I am not.
Dr. Feelgood.
He's the one who makes you feel all right.
So John, what is the word on the Fort Loudy-Dowdy streets these days?
Let's see. Well, they caught a FBI criminal. They blocked.
Whoa, an FBI criminal?
Yeah, because
those are the worst kind.
No, the female booty inspector.
Carjacking is considered a felony offense, and the FBI is involved. So anyone going on northbound Interstate 95 around in the greater Fort Lauderdale area was in standstill traffic.
Sounds exciting.
What about the lesser Fort Lauderdale area?
Yeah.
Because lesser no one ever talks about them, and you make them feel less.
Oh, that 90-year-old codger that kept on
giving
food to the homeless. He apparently it's okay. You can just keep feeding people.
Well, yeah, a judge actually intervened and said that it's unconstitutional to arrest him for feeding homeless people.
Yeah.
So now they can't arrest him anymore. So this motherfucker, it'd be great now if now he just goes, I don't want to anymore, and just stops. I'm done.
Or if he just dies.
I was just doing it for the thrill.
Yeah.
I didn't actually care about the homeless.
No, I'm a rebel.
It would be better.
But then it's one of those things everyone's like, oh, we won. Yes, we won.
I'll just
it's
keep
like,
doing other illegal things. Well, did you hear that Anonymous actually hacked local government websites because of
Whoa, in local city town?
In local town, yes. USA.
No doubt. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Because shutting down local government is really what they need and to stop.
As I said earlier, if you ever saw the city of Fort Lauderdale's website, and I did when we used to do it on the AC company in South Florida, it was a shitty Angel Fire site. So I'm sure Anonymous didn't even try. They're like, this is really? This is. What is this?
They're like, fine, I guess we'll do this to prove a point. Yeah. It's not hard. We've done bigger stuff, yeah. But it's the principle of the thing.
Right.
We're Anonymous.
Yeah. Which I think there is a hierarchy.
Which?
There's a hierarchy in Anonymous. It's not just random, like.
Now, what is the hierarchy?
I don't know. I'm not really
is
sure.
Is it like Anonymous all at the base level and then no one above them?
No, it's like a
above the hierarchy is malarkey.
Is it like a hive, like a swarm of bees? Is it some sort of bee's nest? Are they made of bees?
There's no bees. There's no bees.
Dutch would have a drop for that.
Yeah, there's no bees.
Ah, we really needed him right now.
I know. No,
thanks for pointing out.
Hey guys, I want motivational Dutch drops when he's not around. Hey guys, don't worry. You don't need me, pals. You work really hard.
Thanks, motivational pals. Dutch.
I'm sure he's going to listen. He's going to call in and do this thing where he's like, I'm really mad at you guys. And be like, no, I'm just kidding. And then, but he was really mad.
Whoa, isn't that when we do that thing where we hang up on him?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I like that bit. It's called Hang Up on Dutch.
That was a really
this is what happens when you're not here, asshole.
That was a really good impression of him, by the way.
Thanks.
It was like he was really here.
I've been working on it.
Yeah.
I have another good Dutch impression. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Stop sending my roommate dick pics.
Whoa.
It's really good, right?
Dutch, I thought you were on a plane.
It's really good, right?
Oh, it was you. It was you again. That's cool.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I think we should start out.
I think Snapes on a plane would be worse than snakes on a plane.
Why?
No.
An infestation of Snapes.
No, that would be wonderful.
Yeah,
because
it
turns out he wasn't the bad guy.
No, he was. He was Hans Gruber, who became a wizard. Whoa. I saw the movie.
He's got a plane.
Now I'm from coach.
See?
First class.
See?
Ho. Ho.
See? And now Harry Potter has a machine gun.
Ho. Ho.
I love his Hans Gruber. It's really good. Sorry, I'm a
John, have you been working on your Hans Gruber impression?
My favorite Christmas movie, by the way, Die Hard.
John doesn't have to work on anything.
Mm-mm.
But I must remember the joke about the turtle.
See?
And there it is. Snape's on
Bravo. Bravo, John.
Fucking,
yay.
It's a really good Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
I had the makeup since the fact we never got a chance to interview the late, great Bill Cosby's career.
That's true. We never did get to interview the late and great Bill Cosby's career.
I don't know. Maybe second hour we could do a ghost interview on his career because it's dead. So
yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, isn't it like beyond dead? Like, Beyonce? Isn't it like not even, like no one doesn't even
it's
care about talking
about. It's pretty rapey right about now.
The great beyond dead?
Yeah, it's, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right,
that motherfucker was raping people since the 60s.
Let's tease that. Second hour. John,
yeah, wasn't everybody like raping everybody in the 60s and no one didn't give a shit because it was like Summer of Love or some happy horse shit?
I feel like you're mixing.
I think you're mixing hard, two things.
Hard John Sanzari facts.
No, yes.
Everyone was being raped in the 60s.
Because he was hard when he had that thought.
No one didn't give a shit because it was fucking the Summer of Love in San Francisco.
I don't think that's true.
John,
I think he nailed it.
I was with you up until you said, and no one gives a shit because if no one gave a shit, then it wouldn't be rape.
He's got a point.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
Ooh. Okay, I'm sorry.
But, John, you mixed up two things. Summer of Love was all consensual sex, albeit on drugs, but still. It was.
You're trying to tell me that they didn't have, like, parties that were filled with cocaine and punch bowls and women, like kind of like if they're going to go outside to smoke a cigarette, they just take off their clothes and just go in a hot tub. You're trying to tell me that didn't happen?
John, be honest with me. Are you watching Boogie Nights again?
I might be.
Okay, see, every time he watches Boogie Nights, he does this. He thinks all parties are like that.
He masturbates.
Not.
Dude, I keep telling you, you want to make a profit. Dude, it's in porn. It's see? So easy.
See what I mean?
We got to find a colonel. We got to find a black guy that can do, like, audio stuff really well. And we have to find, like, a swinger couple that, like, the guy has, like, a boom mic operator and his wife just has sex with everybody and he's okay about it. This can happen.
He's fine.
John sounds like he's a plan.
I'm a fucking idiot.
John, we need to talk more about this plan of yours later.
Listen, I've been studying Boogie Nights for years.
I want to kiss you on the mouth. Do you want to kiss me?
Yes. Oh, wait. No, no. Wait, no.
Hello, exactly.
I fucking love that movie. Anyway, what were we talking about? I completely
forgot. We weren't
forgot.
Talking about anything.
We were talking about everything, actually.
Well, I was trying to get into our first topic.
But, oh.
And it's a list. I know your list.
I love lists.
And I know you love BuzzFeed.
I love, those are my two favorite things.
I would say BuzzFeed is like number one of things I love most, followed by food and then sleep in that order.
That's good order.
What's your order?
My order is get to the story.
Fine.
That's number one.
Most important texts of 2014.
Oh, fuck it. These are fantastic.
Yes, I will have you know it is the end of the year, and so the end of the year top whatever lists are now going to come out
and they
in
are
full
great.
Swing.
And these were fucking killing me earlier today, so I figured I'd share them with
Totes
everybody.
It's killing me, but I need a reading partner.
Okay.
Because these are back and forth. So who
just
wants
go
to be
the library?
Oh, no.
No, John. This isn't oh, no, final exams.
John is on fire.
Who wants to read with me?
You'll get shot at the library, don't
you? I will, but you have to send them to
me. I sent it in Skype.
Okay.
Yeah, you big dumb idiot.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm being overly mean today for no reason.
That's okay.
For little mistakes. What are you, a stupid slut?
You're the dumbest dumb.
Wow, you're the dumbest thing that's ever dumbed a dumb.
You're the dumbest dumb 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 dumb.
You're the dumb to dumb dumb.
All right.
Dum, da, dum,
hopefully
dum,
we stalled
dum.
Enough for you to be able to have loaded said article. So
what if my stupid computer hadn't tried to do it in stupid Safari?
In Spanish.
In Spanish.
Stupid Safari.
Stupid Mexican IMAX.
Worst.
Stupid Mexican IMAX.
I don't want to go to the African plains. I just want to read the article. God. How pretentious is Apple that they think that surfing the web is like an African safari?
It is. I go in there.
A bunch of assholes.
That's fine. You're laughing.
And then it's a safari because you're weaving through fucking like muckety muck and like trees and stuff. You can't just go straight through.
And sometimes there's a giraffe.
You're laughing, but every time I'm on the internet, I always have a headlamp on and holding a machete. So joke's on you.
Are you playing Minecraft?
I go on safari and then I go deeper on Amazon. I go keep deeper into the jungles of the internet.
How do you jump continents?
I jump whatever I want because it's a World Wide Web.
Oh. He surfs it.
Yeah. Make any of
oh, all of this makes so much sense now.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Are you back from your safari, D?
I am.
All right, number one. Number one of most important texts of 2014. I'll just read everything on the left. You read everything on the right.
And by
got
the way,
it?
This right. is to mom. This is a group chat. Mom, dad, brother. So go ahead.
Yes, group chat. Mom says, "Who ordered a $56.98 squirrel costume on my Amazon account?" Dad, not me. Brother, nope.
Forgive me, mother, for I have sinned. And it's him in a squirrel costume. No. It's pretty hilarious.
I posted it in the chat. I got it.
Thank you for posting it.
It's
him in a ridiculously oversized
two
squirrel.
Fucking acorns.
They're little plush acorns, and he's in a full head-to-toe squirrel outfit. No one needs to buy a $56 Amazon squirrel costume.
But it's an amazing.
I would forgive my son just for the hilarity of that text.
Okay,
I would forgive it,
number
too.
Number two, the most important thing your mom could ever send you.
All right, it's a message just on your display screen from mom saying, "I just saw a deer eating a taco."
That's by the way, me and Marie were going to walk the other night and we saw like a whole herd of deer. Is that what they're
did
called?
Did you kill
herd?
One?
No.
No.
You shouldn't. They're probably protected.
Okay, this
you're
one's
protected.
Good. Two people this, one got Marie. This one is the least conspicuous exchange of all time.
From message, not my drug dealer. Don't say my nickname is anything sketchy.
Okay, man, I got you.
Not my drug dealer.
Not my drug dealer. What an asshole.
Well, this is
I
clearly,
need to put someone in my phone as that.
This is clearly not my drug dealer. Well, the old change hide a nugget in your mom's phone trick.
All right,
okay, so, let me explain what this works. On the iPhone, you could do like a quick word changes where when you type something, it'll always automatically change it to whatever you want. So some people go to their parents' phone and change words to other things. For example, I changed hi to nugget on my mom's phone.
All right, from mom.
Okay. Hi, mom.
Nugget, Emily. Nugget. Not nugget. Nugget. Question mark.
You're a wreck.
Did you do this? And then
the next one. Grandma got an iPhone, apparently. Grandma's wisdom.
Oh, did Dutch just sign online?
Yeah, hold on.
Probably yell at us and
let me add
us.
Dutch.
Fine. Grandma's wisdom. Heard you got an iPhone. How do you like it?
Massachusetts.
That is the most correct answer.
That's grandma, the most grandmotherly thing to write back. What was she trying to write?
Massachusetts. She likes the phone Massachusetts. Hi, Dutch.
Oh, fuck.
Hi, I just landed.
No problem. Got home. The next one is...
Boy, are your arms tired.
Your arms tired. Yep.
Well, why
Dutch,
are we doing
Dutch,
that?
We're reading the most important text of 2014. All right.
Oh, yay.
The next one's a guy, so I'll read the guy part.
The best way to have it.
How do you want it, baby? Then it's a picture of a guy's six-pack abs.
Kind of want those Pop-Tarts.
Because behind him in the picture, there's a box of Pop-Tarts.
That sounds like something I'd answer.
It's the fact that you only see a very small sliver of Pop-Tarts right next to his bicep, and you really have to zoom in to realize that those are Pop-Tarts behind him. What an ass.
Okay, number seven, Mom's hilarious joke.
You want to hear a joke?
But you never make jokes.
I made you.
Fucking nailed you.
Holy burn. Shit.
Yeah.
Sick burn, Mom. Sick burn.
Words of encouragement.
Send me words of encouragement so I don't murder someone at work.
There's no Netflix in prison.
There might be.
Actually, yeah, there might be.
I don't know what they have.
Do they have TV time?
I appreciate they get like anally raped to get it, though.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. That sounds hot.
Come on, dude. Okay, jump to number 11. The other two are dumb. Jump to number 11.
I like number 9.
Okay.
I got so high last night, I had to turn down my TV because I couldn't taste my toast.
It happens. It happens. What? I'm just trying to eat my toast, bro, but the goddamn TV
is
making so much noise.
I can't taste this toast, dude.
I can't taste it, bro.
Turn that shit down.
I can't taste it with the TV making that much noise.
Toast tastes like nothing.
I know. I put so much butter on it.
The only way to show you care.
Wait.
Number 10.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I thought we were skipping.
Oh, 10. Yeah, number 11. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. 11.
Skip to number 11.
Okay.
Street name. This one made all of us lols.
Okay.
When I saw this morning, I thought this was a text between you and Mark until I saw it.
No,
was
I know. Exactly. Okay.
I thought cause it sounds just like something
number
you'd
11
say.
Open?
Yeah.
Okay. Me and you then. Dude, what's your street name?
Lil Marco.
You live on a street called Lil Marco?
Oh, you meant my address?
Royce Lil Marco.
All I want in life now is for someone to ask me my street name.
I know. Hey, what's your street name?
Well, first, I guess I need to come up with a street name.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Someone come up with a street name for Marie.
I need a street name. Everyone needs a street name, apparently. Lil Marco. I want to know.
Slick M.
Expecto Herhonis. So see, it has Harry Potter in it. It's not bad.
There's got to be a street name generator.
Oh, there has to be a street name generator.
I'm gonna Google it.
Google Here that it shit. Is. Google that shit.
She's gonna get 17.
Marie Hot Mess Express. No. Number 12. The kill. Number 12 murdered me too. Okay.
Number 12. The case of the never ending cats.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Marie.
You want to read this with me since Dee's looking for street?
Yeah, I'll read it with you. You do the first one.
Okay. Hey, Tina, who you with?
And now it's a picture of a black dude. Hey, Tina, with. Now, the reply is probably a 16, 17-year-old kid with a cat. Hey, man, just with my cat.
What the fuck, man? You ain't Tina? What the fuck? You know a Tina?
No, she gave you the wrong number, dude.
What the fuck, bro? She gave me your number and told me to hit her up.
I'm JK. It's Tina.
Ah, shit. I didn't think you'd fuck with me like that. You want something to keep you satisfied for the night? Winky face.
And then it's a picture of the kid again with the cat.
With a different cat.
Different cat. Still me, man. Sorry.
What the fuck, man? How many cats you got, bro? I just like he's Asian, right? That's a little Asian boy.
Hey, yo, man. We heard you like cats. So we took your hats back and we threw a cat kennel in the bed. Know what I mean, man?
Oh, shit. He just pit my ride.
How many cats you
Marie.
Got?
Oh, your ooh. Rap name is Cherry Marie M, aka Audacious Swoop.
Audacious Swoop.
Audacious Swoop.
I like it. What's my rap name? I want a rap name.
I like Audacious Swoop. All right, thank you.
And when you come into the room, everybody in the back of the room just goes
swoop, swoop.
Can we
swoop.
Not? Do that?
That's swoop, a thing now. Swoop. Sorry, Sean.
Your rap name double Royce L Mix.
Double L. Wait, double L Royce L.
Double Royce L Mix.
Double Royce L Mix.
I don't like
it.
That.
That's I don't like it. Let's do another.
That was terrible. I don't agree to that.
Real
one.
R Golden.
Little R Golden. I like though.
Yeah, but I'm going to call you Little R Golden Shower.
Fuck, I don't like it.
I'm going to do that joke. Swoop!
This one just says Royce Zone.
Royce Zone?
Oh, I like Royce Zone.
Yeah. No, man, y'all got
well, the boy band.
Like the Ozone.
Here's another good nickname. A message from an old friend. Hey, hey, it's Old Hickory Ham Mike.
By the way,
I'm going to call you Old Hickory Ham Dutch from now on.
No, I wanted to call Mitch that. Old Hickory Ham Dutch. Mitch. It's happening. I'm calling Mitch Old Hickory Ham Mitch.
Yeah, okay. What's my street name?
Oh, what's Dutch's street name? The Dutch Oven.
I want to play. Dutch Oven, that's good.
Because you making it hot, son.
Isn't the Dutch Oven?
Oh, it's Joel J. Jammy Trim, a.k.a. McLoaf.
McLoaf! I like McLoaf!
I like Jammy J. What was the first
one? Oh, you know
part?
What? It might be MC Loaf.
MC
Joel
Loaf.
J. Jammy Trim, a.k.a. MC Loaf.
J. Jammy, I like that.
J. Jammy, MC Loaf.
Actually, I like Trim.
What's Sean?
I want to just call you Trim.
What's Sean? I want to know Sean.
Why
now.
Are we doing
Cause
this?
Because you need a street name, bro.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I want to call Joel Trim, and then I'm
Swoop.
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 I'm Swoop. He's Trim. Your Royce Zone. Mm-hmm. What's Sean?
Let's Sean. See. I'm just a white guy.
No, you're not.
I don't need a street
name. No, he's Dishon, remember?
Yeah, you're Dishon. You need to have
he's
a street name.
He's always had a street name.
Oh, it says SW House, a.k.a. Cold Tank.
Cold Tank?
Cold Taint.
Cold Taint.
Cold Taint.
All right,
let's go with that.
Devious S Hoodie.
All right, there we go.
What about Cakes? Well, I guess that is kind of a street name for him.
Johnny the Cakes, Sanzari. Santeri.
Yeah, but I want to know what this generator says.
Right.
Because, I mean, we have Cakes, but I want to know what the official street name would be for John. Before.
Oh, my God,
on.
Mine is Dirty.
What is it?
It's yours.
Deanna B. Squeeze, a.k.a. Slickbox.
What?
Oh, Slickbox.
What's up, Squeeze?
Slickbox.
I'm going to call you Squeeze.
I don't want to be MC Slickbox.
No, but I'm going to call you Squeeze.
I just want to do. That's awesome.
I like Squeeze and Trim and Swoop. Like, those words I like. So.
Swoop! I like my Slickbox.
Why is he still screaming?
Why not?
All right. The next one here is somebody changed the word no to pecan pie.
Oh, I've done that before. You get in somebody's phone and you autocorrect. Yeah.
Want me to get anything while I'm there?
Pecan pie. What, pecan pie. What the fuck?
And then the screen cap is him trying to say no.
Yeah. You want pecan pie?
You want pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
I like the train. I don't know if this was on Tumblr or something, but just what is happening? Help me.
Okay, jump to number 16. This is another one, Dutch, where they... okay, I made a shortcut on my mom's phone to change every time she types dirty clothes, it says acid. And right, it says from mom.
Mom, do you have any acid? Acid. Acid. Acid.
Mom.
Acid. I'm not meaning to say acid. I mean acid. No, not acid. Acid. Acid.
Mom.
Acid. I'm not meaning to say acid. I mean acid. No, not acid. 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 Mackenzie, I'm not meaning to say acid. I mean acid. What the hell? Acid.
Hello, Mom.
Mackenzie, acid. Come here and help me figure out why it's saying acid. I'm trying to say acid, but it's saying acid. What the hell? I swear I'm not typing acid. Come here right now.
Mom, why do you want acid so badly?
Mackenzie, I swear.
Calm down. I'll get you acid. I'll have it by tomorrow afternoon.
Mackenzie, come here now. I'm coming to your room right now.
I don't have any acid right now.
First of all, how big is this house where they're just texting each other?
I don't know, but she tried way too hard. She didn't get the first
acid, 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 acid.
Me and Jeremy would text each other when he was on the couch and I was on the bed and they're across from each other.
Oh my God, just open your mouth and talk.
The funny thing was, acid was replacing dirty laundry. So she was typing dirty laundry over and over again.
Oh.
That was ridiculous. Okay, next up. This is from, it's called Silly Potato from Grammy. Dear, when you get home, please set out the lasagna from the fridge.
Grammy, text to the wrong person. This isn't Grandpa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sweet Pea. Have a nice day. Dear, when you get home, please set out the lasagna from the fridge.
Grandma, it's still me.
Dear, when you get home, please set up lasagna from the fridge. Oops, silly potato.
I love old people with phones.
Old people with phones are the best. Sounds like a text from my
Nana.
Oh, God.
Number 18. Yes.
Okay. Sean, read number 18. Scientifically.
Scientifically, it's mad fucked up that humans drink the milk of another animal when we make our own. Like, you don't see rhinos sucking on a goat for milk. Mad fucked up scientifically.
How high are you?
Yes.
The answer to how high are you is yes.
I like that.
How high are you? Yes.
How much have you had to drink?
Yes.
Oh my God, number 22.
How much have you had to drink?
Okay, jump to 22. You got it. Number 22.
Jump.
The old replace hay in your mom's phone with the Gettysburg Address.
Drink.
Okay, I'll do the first one. Marie, you read the second one. You should remember it. Replace hay with the Gettysburg Address.
Fine.
Hey.
67 years ago, our father brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met here on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of it as a final resting place for those who gave their lives
that
nation might live.
The person that said, yeah, they probably just copy pasted, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they didn't type it by hand.
It keeps going. Yeah, that is a ridiculous reply to, hey.
Oh.
I don't. Do Samsung phones allow you to do that word replace like iPhones?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or is iPhone just a dick?
iPhone's just a dick.
Yeah, it seems like all these screen caps are all from iPhones.
Well, duh. Because Samsung users aren't assholes.
Okay, number 24 is awesome. He's texting his dad.
Officer Dad?
Yeah. How's practice going?
Sean,
terrible.
Be dad.
I want to stab everybody here.
Okay, just don't get any blood on your clothes.
You're a police officer. You shouldn't be condoning this.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
I love parents that are like that.
I know.
Kids.
I know.
You're not the boss of me.
This next one's funny. It's just apparently dad texted somebody, "Who's your daddy?" And it's just a picture of him smiling at the table. Sorry.
Don't do that.
Number 26.
No, stop it.
Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hey, Royce. Number 26. Your name. I like your name.
Thanks. I got it for my birthday.
Asshole.
Oh, this is another good one. Number 27, because of the way the kid looks at replies. Marie, start reading it. I'll post a picture.
Hey, baby, I'm just chilling. If you want to come over, winky face, picture of a black man with a shirt off.
She gave you the wrong number, brother.
And it's a white kid that looks...
Nerdy white kid with a stupid grin on his face.
He's so skinny. It's McLovin.
Fuck.
And he's got a chroma key wall.
He does have a chroma key wall.
Maybe someone should Photoshop that. That'd be awesome.
Yup.
God, I wish somebody would wrong number text me once.
Holy crap. This is the funniest dad ever. Okay. Number 28. Derek, you know how I've talked about getting you the new car?
Yeah. Oh, Sean, you do it.
Yeah, why?
There's a surprise for you waiting for when you get home in the garage.
Dad, no way. Are you serious?
Find out for yourself. Lamborghini parking only is what's on the door garage. Then when you open it, there's just a piece of paper that says, you're adopted.
Holy shit.
That's an awesome dad, actually.
That's funny.
Dad, you got me a Lambo?
No.
You're adopted.
He went out and bought a Lamborghini. It's the last one. And bought a Lamborghini parking thing just to fuck with him.
No.
God damn it. I don't get any wrong number texts, and I want a wrong number text once in my life so I can troll that person.
Troll them hard. But it doesn't work if you're a girl. When you text a picture of yourself, be like, oh, good, boobs. Like,
no, you just download a picture of a guy and send them.
Download a picture of a guy.
Download a picture of a guy. I'll just take a picture of Sean.
Yeah.
Or together, me and Sean touching penises. It's not gay if it's for art.
Do we have to take that picture again?
Totally not gay.
Yeah, we can just use one of the 10 other
ones. Yeah, you have to take a new picture, Sean, because they'll know that it's
me and
picture.
Sean, since we've been friends, have been taking a picture of our dicks together, like those time-lapse YouTube videos every week.
Yeah, we recreate
that. So in 20
that.
Years, we're gonna like, you know, put like a really good, like, soft music behind it, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and it's just like our penises over time. You know, it'd be pretty fun, I think. Baptist Papter. Papter.
Baptist Papter.
That was a good one.
You know what the worst part is of botching in December is I'm going to hear it again in a couple weeks.
Well, I say it as Baptist Papster.
Baptist
Pap Blue Ribbon.
Baptist pastor predicts AIDS-free world by Christmas if all homos are killed.
Well,
hold on. This Christmas?
Yeah, this Christmas.
He's going to kill all the homos?
Well,
all
apparently, because he looks like Captain America, kind of, doesn't he? There's a picture of him.
How about we just kill all of him?
But no.
And leave the gays alive to party with.
But I want
to
hear more about this plan. Why all the gays?
I mean, Sean,
not they all have AIDS.
No, not all gays.
All of them. All gays.
No, not all of all them have. No.
Sean, okay. I'm pretty sure.
Gay people are the best thing that's ever happened to this planet. Why would he want to kill them off?
I agree.
He should die. Stop pointing your finger at me, you stupid person.
Nailed it. You got four gay fingers pointing.
And also, your sports coat is a little too big for your shoulders.
Yeah, hey. You fucking asshole. Paula Poundstone vest? What are you doing?
And why are you wearing so much beige?
Yeah, you asshole.
Because it's
hey, neckbeard. Don't tell me what to do.
And also, why is your hair the same length as your beard? It's weird. Are you just buzz cutting your whole head?
Probably.
All the way around?
Hey, it's strange. Give me the G.I. Joe. A Baptist pastor in Tempe, Arizona said Sunday that if humanity wants to have an AIDS-free world by Christmas, then gays should be put to death as God ordered in the scriptures.
Whoa.
No. Mm.
That's a very homophobic God.
Hey, man, God's I didn't write the Bible. Jews did. You're right. Okay, fair enough. Jews wrote the Bible.
What, is that too historically accurate?
Even back in the day, they controlled that media. Raw Story explains that Pastor Steven Anderson, Mr. Pastor Steven Anderson of the faithful World Baptist Church.
It seems you have been leading two lives.
One, you are a pastor, and the other one, you take loads in your face and hair.
Go on.
Called for the mass extermination of LGBT people in a sermon entitled, get ready for this, get ready for what the sermon's titled.
You have two options right now.
One,
I'm sorry.
Give me a hand.
Can I guess
job.
What it's called?
Yeah, sure. What do you want? What's the sermon entitled?
All I Want for Christmas is a Bunch of Dead Gays?
No, too wordy, but that's a good one. I like it.
Oh, okay.
That's like a Christian Lifetime movie. It's actually AIDS: The Judgment of God.
Oh, that seems logical and sound.
Pithy.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Mariah Carey did not want to sing that version of the song.
Oh, God, we have to do work here. Everyone get your Bible out. Turn to Leviticus 20:13.
Uh-huh.
Anderson said in the video.
Hold on, I'm not there yet.
No, it's in the beginning.
Oh, wait a second. Guess what I have?
Audio. What do you have?
I have audio of this fuckface.
AIDS. Walker told me I had AIDS.
The title of the sermon. You know, they're filled with disease because of the judgment of God.
Okay.
Oh, he sounds like an idiot.
Here it is.
Because remember the title of the sermon. You know, they're filled with disease because of the judgment of God.
He sounds like his butt is so tight from clenching his whole life, worried that a penis is going to slip in there.
Why does he look like Luke Wilson, though?
Well, I think he looks more like Chris Evans.
Look, if
he talks like Luke Wilson.
If you're sensitive about your butthole, just start slow. Stick your pinky in there nice and slow. Maybe spit on it first or something.
Right.
You got it.
And then really get in there.
And this man is only encouraging the extinction of homos because he's afraid that he's gay and that he's going to enjoy it.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how can
listen
you not?
Listen to these statistics, my friend. First of all,
gays are beautiful.
His subconscious starts talking.
I don't think that's the road he's going down here. Yeah.
Let's see.
First of all, approximately 1.6% of the U.S. population.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
And identify themselves as a homo.
Can you stop saying homo, first of all?
Yeah, dude, stop it. It's bothering me too, right?
He's worried about 1.6% of the U.S. population, roughly 5 million people.
Uh-huh.
In a country of 360.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
What's your point, Sean?
He clarified.
I just made it for him.
I understand.
You sound like you're gay.
This population will identify themselves as a homo. And 0.7% are bi. Well, you know, that means nothing to me. They're all bi as far as I'm... I don't...
No!
What? He's just saying words.
Have you met my roommate Brandon? He hates girls and vaginas, yeah, pussy, and all that
not
kind of stuff.
He's not bi. He's just gay.
I'm going to stick by this first statistic and ignore the second statistic because this doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, fuck words.
Anybody who is a homo or bi, it's all the same category. Sodomite.
No.
Is what the Bible calls.
Woo! First of all, stop saying homo.
No.
Why do you have such a problem with the word homo, Marie?
Yeah.
Because he is...
It's kind of like the, I can't say the J word because it just comes out bad.
Comes out bad
the,
with him?
The way he says homo comes...
It's really, so offensive.
Yeah, saying it kind of
right.
Weird.
Yeah. It's visceral.
It's anybody who's a homo or bi... It's all the same category. Sodomite is what the Bible would call them.
Yep.
And what the Bible actually says, and by the way, turn to Leviticus 20:13.
Hold on.
Hold on, let me get there.
Everyone got their Bible? Dutch, go grab your Bible. Grab your Bible. Everyone
got it? I'm getting my pocket Bible.
Everyone got it?
Yep.
Okay, no. You ready? All right, here we go. Whoa! Dutch, I told you that your iBible is too loud.
Yeah, Dutch has the audio book.
Every time he turns on his Bible, it makes that noise.
It's because he can't read.
It's so weird. So odd. Excuse you, weirdo, Dutch.
Actually says, and by the way, turn to Leviticus 20:13 because I actually discovered the cure for AIDS. Okay.
Whoa! This guy's a scientist?
We're about to break
Holy
through.
Holy shit.
He should go work for the CDC.
Years of scientific research.
If we learned anything yesterday, the CDC's worried about marriage statistics.
Right.
Why?
Not AIDS, sir. No, ma'am. Not AIDS.
2013 because I actually discovered the cure for AIDS. Okay, now
are people laughing? I think, did you hear people laugh? Seriously, let's hear this. Let everyone listen.
And by the way, turn to Leviticus 20:13.
No, thanks.
Because I actually discovered the cure for AIDS.
2013.
Okay? Now this is the cure for AIDS. Okay, and you know everybody's talking about, let's have an AIDS-free world by 2020, or let's have an AIDS-free... Look, we could have an AIDS-free...
Troopers, we just received new orders.
That's not how this goes.
The war on AIDS is canceled.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS.
Very name it. The whole world has it at this point.
So he's saying that in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus was saying that they were predicting an AIDS-free world in 2013 or 2015.
Sorry, Mary, we had to finish it.
I understand.
That's Alan's dog.
AIDS always wins, bro.
World by Christmas.
Okay, now, everyone is laughing.
This guy's killing. He's fucking killing.
Are they laughing at him or with him?
Both.
Free world by Christmas. You know, or at least, okay, it wouldn't be totally AIDS-free, but we'd be like 90-some percent AIDS-free by Christmas if we would follow this. Okay.
Round them up. Like Jews, round them up.
No, Sean.
Actually, I'm curious how he makes this derivation in Leviticus, because I don't remember them saying kill all AIDS.
No, Leviticus was where it's one of those instruction to the
because
priest
remember the
type deals.
Oh, that's right. So okay, so maybe they did say it here.
Old Testament.
Lie with mankind as he lieth with the woman. Okay. It says, even both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death.
Now, how do they both become a very, very B-rated Hulk villain? Because I don't really understand.
Why are men lying to women?
Swing and a miss.
If you read the,
I love when Royce bombs.
Somebody write that down. We should use that.
When you read all those crazy old books from back then, a lot of those are just do's and don'ts. Don't do this, do this.
They're more like guidelines.
Women are thought of as women are thought of as less than human.
Parlay!
No, they're not.
Like this Leviticus.
There's a lot of referring to
women. You're
pronouncing
it wrong. It's Leviticus.
Unclean.
Oh, I love those jeans.
Yeah. Levi's 501.
I prefer Levi Strauss. But
Levi 501 Viticus.
Their blood shall be upon them. And that, my friend, is the cure for AIDS. It was right there in the Bible.
I think transferring blood actually.
Wait, can we back it up and listen to that full sentence again? I missed part of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, it wouldn't be totally AIDS-free, but we'd be like 90-some percent AIDS-free by Christmas if we would follow this. Okay, here's what the Bible says, Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with the woman, okay, it says, even both of them have committed an abomination. Okay. They shall surely be put to death. Their
don't
blood shall be...
Surely.
Don't call me. Fuck! Damn it. Sorry.
Upon them, and that, my friend, is the cure for AIDS. It was right there in the Bible all along.
Well, that's why we never cured AIDS. Scientists weren't looking in the Bible.
Fuck you, scientists.
Dummies.
The answer was in Leviticus.
It was,
you know,
right,
like,
under
how
your
funny
nose.
It would be if, like, the real way to get into heaven, if there is one, is that, is the fact that God created us all and we're all supposed to be gay.
Well, all wait, well, that
the only the gays get in.
No, not even.
Yeah.
And when you go to the pearly gates, it's a glory hole. And you have to fucking suck three dicks and then you get in.
Why only three?
Well, three wise men.
Okay.
Three wise men, three dicks.
Can we request more?
Yeah.
The Holy Trinity.
One of his dicks tastes like, come tastes like myrrh.
The Father dick, the Son dick, and the Holy Ghost dick?
Tastes like gold. Yes, the other one tastes like frankincense.
Okay. I don't want the frankincense one, though.
Well, sorry.
That one sounds like it smells.
You're racist. Yeah. You're fucking racist. That's what it is. You're racist.
You have a problem with against Frank for.
I mean, put as many dicks as you want in front of me. I'll suck them all, but
it's a lot of penises, Sean.
And they're out spending billions of dollars in research and testing. It was
I thought he was talking about the gays spending billions of dollars.
That sounds like a good thing.
We could rebuild this gay man. We could make him stronger. We have $6 billion gay guy.
Gay guys are spending billions of dollars on champagne and fancy clothes and nice things.
Right there. Because if you executed the homos like God recommends,
that sounds awful. Don't do that.
I don't think that he said execute the homos.
No, he did. No, that's another good band name.
No, that's a terrible band name.
It's my speed metal band name. Execute the homos.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God, this guy is awful.
He's just
it's unbelievable to me that nobody stands up and is just like, so you're saying we should just go out and murder
kill
people?
Homosexuals?
Like that's nobody's exactly like what saying.
God said it was okay intense, though. Man. No, God what says it's okay.
Sin again?
Let me see. Tempe, Arizona.
That's what's wrong with you guys.
What's the name of
Arizona?
This guy?
That's a pretty liberal state.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the fucking desert?
It bakes their brains.
What's the name of this pastor?
Pastor Steven Anderson. Remember, Mr. Steven Anderson.
Pastor Steven Anderson.
Stone Cold Steven Anderson.
Pastor Steven Anderson.
I'm telling you, we got to get rid of them homos. Say, oh God, he's here again. You've become really bigoted since you left WWE. Yeah.
Tell you, man, these queers, you know what? I don't approve of you two's lifestyle right now either.
Why not?
What?
What don't you approve about it?
Isn't this working?
He's panicking.
Shit. Fucking bit over.
It's
right.
You wouldn't be saying that if the Undertaker were around.
Oh, is that Mickey Mouse?
That's
Mickey Mouse doing his best Paul Bearer impersonation.
I was trying to stall for time so that Royce could do the glass breaking Stone Cold.
It's back to the story.
It's over.
It was right there in the Bible all along.
Jesus ruined
it. And they're out spending billions of dollars in research and testing. It's curable. Right there.
No, you're not curing
because
it. You're just
you
killing it.
The homos, like God recommends, you wouldn't have all this.
God does not recommend murdering people.
Yes, he does if they're gays.
Does he think this is like 87 where AIDS was thought to be everywhere? It's not everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's only in San Francisco and Wilton Manors.
That's, you see, no.
Whoa.
See, well, I just don't believe that. Okay.
When did he turn to Eric Cartman?
Sure. You let me back it up. Let's pay attention.
They're out spending billions of dollars in research and testing. It's curable.
Ooh.
Right there. Because if you executed the homos like God recommends, you wouldn't have all this AIDS running rampant. See, well, I just don't believe that. Okay, well, let's get the statistics in.
It's a goddamn Jews, cat. You're the executor. It's like, ha.
Screw you guys and you him.
Big man.
Big man.
Homos.
That was good, Marie.
Fantastic.
That's not bad.
And then afterwards, I want to go to Casa Bonita.
Because if you executed the homos like God recommends,
it's so offensive every time. I know.
Marie, I've never heard you offended before.
Because it's bad.
No, because gays are the best time ever.
No.
Don't need to tell me twice.
You're amazing. With one. It's like saying kill all the puppies. Gay. It's like saying kill all the puppies because they poo in the house sometimes. No.
Okay, that's logical. I believe that.
All of them.
I love puppies.
Kill all the puppies.
No.
Start rounding them up.
No, I
agree with Marie.
Puppies had eight.
No, I want more. more puppies.
Puppy
not
AIDS?
Less puppies, more puppies.
Yeah, AIDS-y puppies. I'm not with you on that one.
Imagine puppies had AIDS.
Oh, that
AIDS.
Sounds sad, actually. I don't want puppies to have AIDS. So
because
sad.
If you executed the homos like God recommends, see? You wouldn't have all this AIDS running rampant. See, well, I just don't believe that. Okay, well, let's get the statistics then.
Yeah,
oh,
I can't go. I just don't believe that, cat.
Okay, fine. He's gonna
where it's unbelievable. I'm gonna use that.
See, since he's into religion and stuff, he's gonna ignore science, but he is gonna use math. Math
yeah,
is fun.
Let's find out. He might make a good point, Marie. We may become gay bashers before the end
Come
of this
on.
Sermon.
Pay attention. Dutch is gonna kick out his roommate because of this video.
All right,
get out.
I got my pen. I'm gonna start taking notes. All right.
This guy's turned me.
Have all this AIDS running rampant. See, well, I just don't believe that. Okay, well, let's get the statistics in.
All right, note number
Since
one,
you don't
he doesn't
believe what
that.
The Bible says, let's see if you believe science.
Okay, I'm going to try to believe science. Everyone ready for science?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so ready for science.
Are you ready for science?
Oh, I'm
Because
ready for
this is what science tells us. Mm-hmm. That first of all, even though
No, not
we put homos away.
I don't think you're doing it.
They're
right.
Still fucking the butt.
All right.
At this least I don't sound like created.
Science tells us that first of all, even though only according to the Washington Post.
What is that?
A very reputable newspaper.
That radical Christian conspiracy newspaper. What? According to the Washington Post, 2.3% of the population are homos.
Okay.
But 78% of new HIV infections among males are homos.
Stop saying homos.
That's the end of the video.
I've really never heard Marie get offended before. This
That's
is really
fact.
Funny.
That guy was dropping hard.
Okay,
facts.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Wait a second. I'm sorry.
What do you want?
Dutch, more video here. Gay people are all pedophiles. Same guy, same sermon.
Oh, yeah. I did not wait.
I mean, isn't filthy just a superlative way of saying unclean?
No.
No.
That's what he means when he says unclean. It's gross. You know, he's just talking about just, it's morally repulsive. It's just physically repulsive. It's just repulsive across the board.
Say repulsive.
And we need to get a
Did someone
biblical,
just say amen?
But this guy's talking
get
about
amen.
He's talking
amen,
about
amen sister.
He's talking about gay Ooh. Sex like he's really well versed in it. Like how much does he watch? Like how much gay porn is this gentleman
oh,
watch?
A lot. He studied hard.
I all hate of all of them. I hate twinks. So I hate studying. Bears. Mm. I hate otters. The worst. Sloppy party. Then you're like, how
bottoms are the worst.
Sloppy party bottoms.
I don't have a huge hatred for twinks, but everything else I don't like.
And then but then you're like, how do you know all these terms?
John,
why does he know all this?
Yeah, imagine like the elder or the deacon, you know, comes in like after the sermon, like, good job out there, but you got really specific
like,
there.
Way
buddy.
Too specific. Like, how did you know these terms?
Sermon wrap yeah. up.
I mean, I don't care if they're into age play or whoa, dude, you wait too
and
much.
This docking, you know, yeah. if you folks heard about this docking thing that they're doing?
Some of them are into water sports. Like, I don't get like all these things that they're into.
Spider-Man
and
says,
they like to eat the poo-poo.
Spider-Man says this guy has watched all the gay porn twice.
All the gay porn twice?
I love it. Mm-hmm. All the gay porn.
Oh, God.
Night of this subject and not be deceived by the world.
And let's be honest, I kind of have a little bit of a lisp, so it's kind of like I'm hiding something.
You kind of sound like a gay.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm hiding something a little bit. It's God forgives if you jerk off with your friend in the bathroom. That's fine.
No, he doesn't.
God forgives that. He forgave me.
Never forget.
I was
begat that and begat this.
The devil was in my penis and I had to get it out in
right.
my friend's mouth.
Okay.
World that we live in. To tell us, oh, you know, we just need to just be more loving and everything's going to be fine. And you know what? That's funny because that's what everybody's doing. It's not working.
You're right. Love isn't working.
Love is the worst.
Let's get rid of that.
Love is sucking terrible.
Let's get rid of love immediately.
That's the problem.
Let's just replace it with more hate and misunderstandings.
No, you know what? Shut love down. Just it's done. We're
it's
done.
Gone.
We're done.
I've been waiting for someone.
It's gone.
To.
But
well,
guys,
it never existed in the first place.
In 10 years, we're going to totally bring it back, and it's going to be amazing.
All the churches who are like, oh, let's just open our doors.
Here's the steeple. Open the door. Here's the people. Okay, you kids.
They're all gay, and we're going to burn the church down.
Oh no! Doors and just love everybody.
That's Alan's dog. Sound like a
no queers allowed in this church. And all God's people said,
amen.
There's no queer.
He just made a statement. There's no queers allowed in his church.
Amen.
Is that illegal? Against such, there is no law. No homos will ever be allowed on this church.
I'm now imagining that
Marie, you're talking over his great rant.
Yeah, I don't care about his rant. I'm now imagining like somewhere in the middle pew, there were two gay guys that were sitting there that were just normal Baptists, and they start looking at each other all nervous and like slowly start inching.
We wandered into like, the wrong church.
We have to get out of here. We are not in the right
place. I thought.
Do you want to wait till they do confession? I don't want to make a scene.
I thought this was the Southern Baptist where they all like dance and stuff.
This is what I'll do. I'll make seem like I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, and then I'll follow you out to see how you're doing.
You wait 5 minutes and then come out.
Guys, the plan is not fast enough. We have to get out of here. Have you not heard he's trying to kill us all?
I don't understand what's...
He's going to smell us. I have a feeling he knows how to smell gay.
This isn't the... wrong. This is clearly the
My shirt is much too pink. He's already eyeing me.
Yeah, he's really.
Do you want to go to Golden Corral later?
I'm watching my figure. Let's go to season 52.
I'm sorry. It's just that chocolate. You know me. I'm a glutton for chocolate fondue. You know I am.
More like chocolate fondue. Don't, sweetie.
Okay, he stopped talking. He's looking at us now.
Sorry. Church and all God's people said, there's no quit.
Amen.
Everyone is not just getting up in arms and being like, he's a fucking murderer. They're all just like,
Robot D. Remember when that bit was fun? I was just kidding.
Oh, did Maul just post a picture of him getting beaten up after an Arizona checkpoint?
What? Maul is a internet assassin. How does she find this shit?
Dude, Maul,
she call in? She doesn't call in, does she?
No, his nose is bloody.
I want to know what the story is behind all of this.
Let's finish this up. Let's just at least finish this rant.
That's the pastor? He's a young guy.
Yeah, let's finish it. Yeah. It is.
Is that even legal?
Is that even legal?
Against such, there is no law. No homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here.
They don't want to go there. Fantastic.
Yeah, because the homos are lining up outside. Let us in!
We need to pray.
Wait to make a stance on something that will never happen.
This is a high school gym. We need it for gymnastics.
Y'all know lesbians love the gym.
Yeah.
Say you're crazy. No, you're crazy.
No, you're crazy.
No, you're crazy.
Oh my God, we're all crazy.
Let's go crazy.
There's something wrong with my no homo policy.
There used to be a drop.
Hold on, back it up.
There's something wrong with my no homo policy.
Please back that up.
Crazy.
Dude, no homo.
Oh, sorry, it crashed. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I'll fix it. I know where it is. I know where it is. Don't worry about it, guys. I know where it is.
Get to it.
The homos are crashing the YouTubes, guys. I'm sorry. The homos are all crashing the YouTubes.
The homos are crashing one by one. Hurrah.
He refused to stop at a checkpoint and let them check his car because the government and police are evil, so they forced themselves into his vehicle and tased him and then beat the piss out of him.
Oh, okay, so he's not only anti-gay, he's one of those religious guys who's also like anti-government.
By the way, I got it. Here it is. Right.
If you think that there's something wrong with my no homo policy, okay, look around. Look how many little kids we have here.
I want to fuck them all.
Hey, hold on. Is that the clip? There was something else you said before that, I thought.
No, it just cut out, and so we only heard there's some.
Against such, there is no law. No homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here. Never! Say, you're crazy. No, you're crazy. If you think that there's something wrong with my no homo policy.
Okay. There it is.
Look around. Look how many little kids we have here. I mean, on a Sunday morning when we have like 130 people, about 50 of them, we counted one time, we had about 130, and then we counted about 50.
All those kids are going, what the hell's a homo? Because in school, they're being taught to be loving and appreciative of everyone and not judge anybody, and everyone's getting gold stickers left and right.
Not the school. All those kids go to private school.
Yeah. It's so strange that a guy that young looking would take this kind of a stance.
Oh, why not? There's bigots of all kinds, dude.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well,
what state was it again?
Roy Black.
Arizona. Sorry.
Roy Black on Crack posted his blog, this pastor's blog. Apparently, he is pro testing on animals.
Good.
So there's that.
I hate his face. I hate everything about him.
There's a picture of these puppies with like masks on their face, and it says "Beagles forced to inhale toxic substances." And he says, this picture has been going around Facebook with the caption, "Can't we just do this test on the people who did it to these beautiful, innocent beagles? People are commenting things like, this makes me feel violent, and this is wrong for so many reasons. Actually, it isn't wrong at all. They are testing it on animals in order to keep humans safe. So let's test on these sweet puppies, guys. Or how about
just no one breathe in toxic fumes?
I mean, what a dick.
But
why do you have to test toxic fumes on dogs to see if it's toxic to them? Just don't breathe in the fumes.
Science.
I'm looking at his blog. I'm looking at all this stuff. This guy is just, I'm sure he's a Christian, but he does it more for the viral effect. He's trying to get his name out there.
He's trying to be like a Westboro Baptist.
He's trying to start the next Westboro kind of thing.
And younger.
I'm sure he believes it, but all that stuff right there, the puppy toxin shit or whatever, he's just basically trying his name out there.
That is a good band.
Let's try to get through this video before we go to break.
I think we need some pedophile around. Now, let me just say it right now, and you can go ahead and just put this in your pipe and smoke it. All homos are pedophiles.
Whoa!
What?
There, I said it. They're all pedophiles.
No.
All of them?
No.
Would you allow? And you know what? We would have a better attitude toward homos if we just realized that they're pedophiles.
Why would you have
a better attitude if you thought they were pedophiles?
I have a fine attitude with them right now, and I don't think they're pedophiles.
I know plenty of gay men who don't like people who are younger than them.
Oh, this guy is making me so angry right now.
Because he's one of those guys like the Westboro Baptist. They do it for the attention.
For the lulz?
Because in their head, they're like, this is the only way I can get out the, quote, message I want to promote.
But then you're giving out the wrong message. By giving out a bad message to get your message out, you're not getting your message out.
Well, his top video on his page here says Barack Obama is literally a bastard.
He is.
And then enough of the animal worship. So basically, he's one of those guys that just really hates gays. So he'll do anything he can to draw the attention. It's like Westboro Baptist. Their whole agenda is the gay thing. So, but they latched onto God hates dead soldiers. God hates all this kind of stuff to get their attention.
Pedophiles. That should be our attitude toward homeless. I mean, think about it. Would you have pedophiles over for a family gathering?
Sometimes.
I mean, no, I wouldn't. I mean, but that's not fair. That's everyone's going to say no to that.
Would have gays over.
Yeah, but gays,
you know, Sean,
members
like
of my family are.
I mean, as long as there's no children in the family gathering, I guess it would be okay.
Yeah, as long as there's no kids in the area. It's
pedophiles into the church?
Can't do any harm.
That's what they are. The Bible said they're full of all types of unright. And look, it's in the same list in Leviticus 20 with all that other crazy.
Him and Leviticus, man.
Crazy stuff.
He needs to move on.
Right. He just labeled it as crazy stuff.
It's crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff in Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 20. And here's the thing about it.
Wait, so if he thinks it's crazy, does he not believe it then?
You can't call the Bible crazy. You're a pastor.
It's cray. It's cray cray.
They're being with 500. You're shocked that they're a pedophile? But look, just do a search on like Phoenix, just in our area, just Phoenix child molester. And you know what's...
This guy's browser history must be amazing. I would pay money to get this guy's browser history. It has to be insane.
He's probably on an FBI watch list.
Just insane. Phoenix pedophiles that like to blow preachers. Just for research, guys. It's just research.
Roy and Ball, like, just they're just posting this guy's entire life.
I know. Right. Look at him and his stupid family.
They are
too many kids.
Yes, I mean, how old is this guy?
I don't know.
Usually getting molested boys.
A lot of kids.
30s?
Why? Because they're a homo, okay? And not only that, but you know, it's just these repeat offenders that are just
a
revolving door down at the jail, and it's disgusting.
And jails don't work because homos love it over there.
So he just assumes everybody in jail is also a pedophile and
everybody
or gay?
In jail is a pedophile homo. Oh,
for butt sex and stuff.
You big idiot.
Fact.
Right.
Say, well, that's why we need to do a background check. No, that's not going to work because everybody has a clean record until they get caught.
Just dirty buttholes because they're getting fucked.
You want the background check on gays?
Yeah, all the time. I background check gays all the time.
That's just you sticking your finger in their butt.
That's just you looking at their ass.
Yeah, that's how I background check them. Duh.
I didn't know the finger was involved. That must
yes.
Be Sean.
How do you back
when he says
trick?
Ground, he means asshole.
Oh, two okay. Fingers yeah. Or more.
First time. Just no homos allowed. It's that simple. You know, the news, the
we're
ABC
allowed to have
news
one.
Came.
The
it's
ABC
no homos
news?
Allowed.
The ABC news came? The ABC news?
The ABC.
Because everybody has a clean record until they get caught the first time. Just no homos allowed. It's that simple. You know, the news, the ABC news came and interviewed me, and she said, would you perform a...
Nice to know the ABC news is a woman.
...ceremony for a homo couple that wants to get married.
I'm sure the ABC correspondent didn't say a homo couple.
I'm sure she said homo couple. I'm sure that's not even... Would you let a homo...
She's shorting it up. I'm sure she said homosexual.
Yeah.
And I said, no. And I said, I'll take it a step further. I wouldn't even allow them to come to our church.
Like, what if they walk in? Like, what would happen? Like,
he would shoot him.
He would physically assault them?
Shoot him on contact.
What if, like, a gay guy, like, really got converted and really was like, I don't want to be gay anymore? Like, what he's saying basically is, no, I'm not even going
to
have
the AIDS
through your
what if he has the AIDS? What if he has the AIDS? Marie's right.
What if he has the AIDS?
Oh, well, then he going to burn eternally in the fire.
You know, that didn't make it on the news. But thank God a few of the things I said made it on there, you know, but the funny thing is that
they're making fun of you, sir.
They had to ask. I was the 13th phone call. I'm the bottom of the barrel. They called 12 other pastors that are all against homos, that are all against homos getting married and everything else. They called 12 of them and they all said, well, we're against it, but we don't want to go on camera because we don't want to be seen as condemning people. They said, we're too busy loving the community than to just condemn people for their sin.
Like what regular Christians do.
Or just like not jerks?
Yeah. We don't want to seem like complete pieces of shit like I am seeming right now. Like, you know, we don't support the lifestyle, but we're not going to hate on them for it. Like, we'll try to work them in slowly and then just go, look, this is an affliction. This is an actual sexual preference. Yeah. You know what I mean? The way normal Christians do it. This guy's saying he's advocating killing him.
By the way,
he's kind of crazy.
There's no such
surprise
thing.
Here. The church website notes that Anderson, who holds no college degrees, started World Baptist Church on December 25th, 2005. It operates as a strip center storefront in Tempe.
It operates as a strip
club. You're too busy loving yourself and your paycheck and your nice car and your fancy building. That's what you love. Because if you love the Lord and if you love
your
kids,
having butt sex.
And if you love your church members, you'd tell them the truth. What the Bible says. And look, all these statistics are mainstream. None of this stuff is hidden. I lost my statistics. But
because they're fake. Because they're made up. You lost them.
But I had them.
My dog ate my statistics.
They're still true, though.
I left my statistics in my dad's other suit, which I'm clearly borrowing.
None of it's hidden. It's all mainstream. Available. Well, why don't you see it on TV? Think about it. They're too big.
Or is that, that's the end of the video. Or as I call it, lamestream media.
Live Radio! Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given.
I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice. Time
for the bread. The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange room.
Warlife Radio!
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, deep speech, because the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even going to front deep. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep D. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and C-Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep D, remember that.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also, download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
We need you guys to set up a party tonight, an engagement party. I'm proposing Lucy tonight.
Oh, you jumping the broom, dog? What?
All right.
Congratulations, motherfucker. And that sounds tight.
but I can't do it tonight. You know what I'm saying?
See what he's saying? See what we're saying?
Julian, what the hell are these guys saying?
I don't know. What are you guys saying?
All we're saying is, you know what I'm saying. See what I'm saying?
Can they do it or not? I don't understand.
I don't know. What are you guys trying to tell me here? You can't do it.
No, 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 I'm saying you're hearing the no and no, I'm saying. But that's not a no. That's a no, I'm saying. I'm saying.
I just want to know if you can have a fucking party for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
All we saying is, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yes or no?
Hey, what the fuck are you talking about? All we're saying is, you know what I'm saying. We and I am saying, I'm saying.
We don't fucking understand you.
We're just saying, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Hey, hang on 1 second. You know what I'm saying?
So are they going to do it?
I don't think so.
Back live on Hippo Juice. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Facebook or Twitter to get in contact with the show. Hope you had a fun first hour.
I sure did.
We always love homosexual hating preachers.
No, I don't. I mean, I love to hate them.
Well, whatever. Love them, hate them, agree with them.
Whatever.
You know, whatever.
All we're saying is, you know, like our fan page, More Like Radio on Facebook.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
That's what we're saying.
Why don't you do that?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying.
Honey Boo Boo star, buy my potion to prevent Ebola.
Wait, which Honey Boo Boo star?
Well, it looks like it's the oldest daughter. Give me a second here.
She has a potion?
Yeah,
she has a potion. Is it a love potion?
Honey Boo Boo star Chickadee is turning into snake oil salesman, literally. She's now hawking potions to claim to prevent Ebola. Chickadee needs some pocket change in a bad way now that Honey Boo Boo has been canceled. So she signed up with a company called Young Living Essential Oils. Anna now has link.
Well, I'm going to need to get some because the oils are essential.
They're essential oils. Anna now has a link on her Facebook page promoting the company's product line, which includes the Ebola blocking oil. The FDA was warned young.
I'll take 12.
The FDA.
Ebola is still dangerous, right?
Why is she buying these things?
The FDA has warned young living oils is not to make the warn them not.
Do I rub the oil on my body or do I digest it?
I don't. I hope you drink it.
The FDA has warned Young Living Oils not to make the Ebola claim. The company says the oil is multi-purpose. It can also help prevent cancer.
Ooh, I love preventing cancer. I didn't know scientists cured that already.
They did with these oils.
No, that's
and
not
this
true.
It's these Honey Boo Boo Star says it.
I'm going to start smoking cigarettes right now just because I have these essential
honey
oils.
Boo Boo Star says it.
Okay.
Yeah, tip assist.
No.
And this is fun. One of the products is called Thieves. Chickadee got. What's her real name? I can't call her
Chickadee.
It's not a real name.
It's probably Chickadee.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, that's a weirder name. Okay, I'll just call it Chickadee. Got blasted this weekend for asking fans of GoFundMe to donate what is essentially her pocket change fund. She's not as bad as Bernie Madoff, but she's young. Okay, TMZ, no one asked for your opinion.
But by the way,
I also read that Mama June dumped the pedophile and is now back with, what's the guy, Bear?
Are you for Sugar serious? Bear. He's back Manson. With Sugar Bear?
Yeah. Sugar Bear.
Someone pull that up. I'm having internet issues.
Oh,
that,
yeah, hold on.
Hold on, y'all.
Hold on. Mama June dumps child molester, wants Sugar Bear hold back. On.
Yeah. Oh.
Baby, come back. Sugar Bear, come back. Also, Anna Cardwell begs for money or something. Maybe that's the
what we were just reading about.
Yeah. After losing everything, including her reality show, to rekindle her relationship with convicted child molester Mark McDaniel, Mama June dumped him and wants Sugar Bear back.
Now, this child molester, does that mean he was homosexual? Because we found out last hour.
Does that mean
that
he's available?
All homosexuals are pedophiles.
Well, he was a child molester, mm-hmm. So yes.
But he molested a girl.
Nope. Also, you can't
spell molester with the last two letters of homo. That's for goddamn sure.
No, Sean has a point. Homosexuals are child molesters, but child molesters don't necessarily have to be homosexuals.
That's
it's
true.
Like the square rectangle thing.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
I don't get it, man.
All right.
Upon his release from prison, June quickly resumed her relationship with the convicted child molester, even cheating on Sugar Bear.
Oh, that's deplorable.
What? This is a summary, guys. This is, you know, to back it up a little bit. Okay. Causing TLC to pull the plug on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo and seriously dock June's salary. As a result, June's daughter, Anna Caldwell.
Who was he docking with?
Huh?
Who was Sugar Bear docking with?
No, Mama June was docking.
Mama June has with a penis? TLC. Who was she docking with?
She was docking June's salary.
As a result, June's daughter,
Anna
Caldwell. Why would
she name her salary June?
No,
came for
weird.
The daughter
it's a
came
weird
for
thing to name your paycheck.
You're right.
Sorry. I apologize. The serious stuff? Go ahead.
Yep. Came forward stating that Mark actually molested her, but June doesn't
Hi,
believe
Mark.
Her.
They call him Lil Marco on the street.
It's true. Had
Swoop! Swoop!
Okay, let me back
Sorry,
up.
Swoop, go ahead.
As a result, June's daughter, Anna, came forward stating that Mark actually molested her, but June doesn't believe her, had exposed her to other minor children, including Alana, to Mark, and had stolen
versus
money from her.
Versus major children?
Yes. Now June is having a change of heart, finally, and wants to work things out with Sugar Bear, who hasn't
she
given up on
her. She wants her TV show back, is what she wants. And she's hoping that
it's full of bears!
That if she...
Sugar Bear, get it?
Yeah, no. I get it. If okay. she leaves... that's really funny.
Swing and a miss.
No.
I guess Sugar Bear has moved back in with June, and they're working on the relationship, in air quotes.
No, but there's no air quotes.
Although he hasn't completely forgiven her.
This woman is the most disgusting looking person I've ever
seen
in my entire
life. No, she's
not.
Just because her face looks like Krang.
By the way, have you guys seen the picture that Maul posted of the thing?
Of what thing?
Oh my God, she really does look like the thing.
Oh, the actual thing.
Kill it with fire. That made me laugh.
Oh, so hot.
No.
Some of that Georgia pussy right there. That sweet
right,
peach.
Yeah.
Sweet peach well, right there.
Do you think her since she had no problem having like gnats flying in and out of her infected toe, do you think her vagina has
her
some
vagina
kind of
is
insect?
Probably very hygienic and clean.
No. Oh, okay. I doubt
I'm just
it.
Going to assume.
She probably
I doubt she
can't
can
reach
it.
Around her fupa to get to it.
Yeah. I doubt she can see it. Her arms aren't very long.
She's like a T-Rex? She's a T-Rex arms?
Well, no. Her belly is just very round.
Sexy. Voluptuous. This term is voluptuous. Don't body shame her.
No, it's, I mean.
You misogynistic pig.
Right. I'm just asking a question physically.
I'm asking a question physically.
How does how an can animal we, like that how can, have that many children?
How can
like,
somebody.
She's
no,
an animal.
No, see, that's misogynistic.
What were you saying, Sean?
I was going to say, how can a person that large reach all the parts of their body that they need to properly.
Rag on a stick.
Rag on a stick.
Thank you, Jummy and John. No, exactly. Rag on a stick.
Rag on a stick.
Okay.
Clearly, rag on a stick.
Okay.
And a special dialing wand. To
All
call
right.
Places.
Do you want to hear the backpedaling story of the century?
No. I mean, a little.
All right. So June says.
She's a centaur?
Yes.
That's weird.
So June says that Sugar Bear moved back in. They're working on the relationship.
Dutch working in our product placement of Pepsi on camera. Thanks, Dutch.
Very good. Pepsi.
The taste of our new generation.
Oh, no. Hey, Pepsi, you're welcome. And thank you for the nice little paycheck.
There you go. Go ahead.
What?
June tells TMZ that although they don't consider themselves back together, she has a lot of work to do to regain his trust.
Like not having sex with pedophiles. I would start with that.
June is also now admitting that when Mark was released from prison, they did see each other, but she still won't fully admit to having a relationship with him. Anna stated numerous times June is using Sugar Bear to distract her from her relationship with Mark and to try to regain favor with the public. In defense of her actions, June says, I'm human, I make mistakes, and done wrong, but no one
done
is
wrong.
Perfect.
She did done wrong.
Okay, and then realityt.com is interjecting their opinions on things.
I bet you it's really funny because like, they always have like these witty remarks.
It's not that funny.
Would you like me to read what it says?
If not it's really. Witty, yeah. If it's witty,
that's a pretty dumb mistake, and I personally think this is just a ploy for her to try to get back in with the media and public's good graces.
Okay, so they're the obvious paper. That's awesome.
Yep.
They're really funny, too. Can we move over to something sexier than that?
Absolutely.
A long list of sex acts that just got banned in UK porn.
Ew.
That's right.
They have porn in the UK?
It's
very polite.
Every once in a while, America
There's
is...
There's a lot of tea and top hats.
Every once in a while, America's not the only one that does stupid things. Pornography producers in the UK was quietly
now,
censored.
Now, what is pornography?
Okay.
It's the greatest thing sex. Ever invented.
Can I find it on the internet?
And they film
no,
it.
No, it's really
actually,
hard to find on the internet.
Actually, that's the best place to find it.
Really?
As a matter of fact, the internet was invented specifically for pornography.
Okay, quick poll. What's your go-to tube site?
Oh, X-Hamster.
I don't know, YouTube, I guess. I just
You masturbate on YouTube?
Yes, I make videos of myself.
Weird.
I make videos of myself masturbating and post them on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Motherfuckers. Do your videos ever actually get published, or do they get taken down right away?
They get taken down immediately every time, and I don't understand why.
Yes, he has to make 75 different YouTube accounts. It's right now the real Sean Shady 4044 at Gmail. That's the one.
Like, you figure after maybe account five, you'd be
like, I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, I don't ever really read that TNC stuff. Like, whatever. It's just there, right?
Yeah, it's fine. A long list of sex acts banned in the UK. Pornography producers in the UK was quietly censored today through an amendment in the 2003 Communications Act, and the measure to appear to take aim at female pleasure. The Audiovisual Media Service Regulation 2014 requires that videos on-demand online porn now adhere to the same guidelines laid out for DVD sex shop type porn by British Board of Films censors.
Well, that just took the fun out of watching porn.
Seemingly arbitrarily deciding that what is nice sex and what is not nice sex, the board's ruling on the...
What are they, Santa Claus?
The board's ruling on the content is not acceptable. Effectively bans the following acts from being depicted by British pornography producers.
Can we guess?
Sure.
Go for it. Well, I'm hoping bestiality isn't...
Well, bestiality's always been banned. So
okay,
it's
good.
It's nothing new. It's something
so something like that. So I'm assuming it's something a little more... Okay, how about punishment?
I'll say this. Everything on this list you could find legally in the U.S. on any porn site.
Ooh.
So just so you know, none of this is actually illegal here.
Well, Dutch gets punishment first, so I'll read off anything that was related to punishment. Okay. They banned spanking, caning, aggressive whipping.
Spanking?
Yeah. Aggressive whipping. Physical restraint also. You can't do that.
Physical and verbal abuse of any kind.
Uh-huh.
Regardless of consensual.
So you can't say, yeah, you like that bitch.
Humiliation. No, humiliation is one of the other ones.
What?
You ready? You ready for more? Penetration by any object associated with violence.
So I can't penetrate a girl with an AK-47 on porn?
Nope. Fuck a chick with a gun barrel.
I don't know if I would even
physical, physical or verbal abuse, regardless of it's consensual.
Oh, okay. So even if she tells me to call her a dirty whore, I can't call her a dirty whore.
No water sports.
It's bullshit.
Role playing.
No water sports.
Yeah, water sports is like peeing on people and stuff.
How are you gonna make a video about pissing on people?
How are you gonna make a video about pissing on someone? Role playing as non adults. You can't do that.
Wait. So, like, as children or as human?
You
or
can't.
Like human, like saying, like, acting like a baby kind of thing?
Right. Strangulation. That's you can't do that. You can't do, listen to this, face sitting.
What?
Fisting.
What?
And this is this is my favorite one. Ready? Female ejaculation.
What is that?
You can't show a girl coming?
You can't. Squirting, I think, is what they mean. If you're a squirter girl, sorry, you can't be in porn. Sorry, you can't.
Well, then don't make us squirt.
Only in the UK. Come to America.
Oh, we got to
come in America. You come in America all you want. We'll line up like a Gallagher show with raincoats.
Fuck, white boy, damn it.
All right.
The final three listed fall under the acts of the BBFC's views are potentially life endangering, which is strangulation, face sitting, and fisting.
Face sitting is life threatening?
Guess what? I'm an attempted murderist. While the measure was.
Murderist?
Yes, murderist. Murderer? Murderer?
Yes.
No. While the measure won't stop people from watching whatever genre of porn they desire, as videos shot abroad can still be viewed, they do impose severe restrictions on content created in the UK and appear to have no distinction between consensual and non-consensual practices between adults.
I mean, a lot of those categories you listed, I'm not a huge fan of, but that still, you shouldn't limit the right of someone
female ejaculation
to be able to make
Joel hates
money
it.
Off of that.
It's awful. You know what I
mean? But the UK banned female ejaculation.
Really
fucked up.
It gets all in your mouth and stuff.
There appear to be no rational explanation for the most of the R18 rules. Jerry Burnett of the anti-censorship group Sex and Censorship told Vice UK, "There's simply a set of moral judgments designed by people who have struggled endlessly to stop British people from watching pornography." More worryingly, the amendment seems to take issue with acts from which women more traditionally derive pleasure than men. The new legislation is absurd, surreal, Ooh, guess what? I think there's a video. A small might be small. I don't know. It's a big. Oh no, it's a video with text. I just keep reading that, you fucking asshole.
Ah, fuck your video, I mean, with reading.
Why ban face sitting? What's so dangerous about it? It's harmless activity, and most performers, are, myself included, do fully dressed anyway. It's power symbolic. Women on top, unattainable. In a piece for The Independent, award-winning erotic film director Erica Lust, I don't think that's her real name,
said I'm pretty
that
sure
she
it is.
Said that she, yeah, her real name is Erica Double Penetration, said that she believes we need to, she shortened it to Lust, to be
right, right.
To be less aggressive.
This is a little too much of a having last
less
name.
Less aggressive.
By the
be
way,
less aggressive.
Double penetration's allowed. That they didn't say that wasn't allowed.
But that's not.
Like, it might have already just been banned.
That is so weird. Like, oh no, and Maul said it. She was just like, so men can splooge on camera, but women can't. That's right. Sexism.
Splooge.
Splooge.
We need to rethink what is offensive or dangerous, what is in fact normal human nature. Remember, it's more important to educate than regulate. Yeah, Warren G said that, I believe. The Department of Culture, Media, and Sport insists that BBFCs, which is big black
furry
fucking cock. Oh. Furry cocks, you're right.
Yeah.
Big black furry cocks, which I'm assuming what it stands for. The art. What?
Sorry, it's an image in my head of like a cock. It's like
furry.
You know, you see those wolf men? Yeah. We have hair on every orifice, just a cock that just has hair around that. But the right. guy's like,
I would not want that in my vagina.
It has.
That was that uncomfortable.
That was clean.
D, what would you do if you saw just like a cock that only had hair on it?
Oh, no.
Suck it aggressively.
Shave it?
I would be confused. Wait, is it pubic hair, or is it like fur? Like,
it's, kind of pubic. Hair it's pubic. It's pubic.
It's pubic fur. Pubic.
Oh, all over it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but he's like all like everywhere else. He's got alopecia, like, but he only has hair on his dick.
Oh no!
It's completely hairless. Ripped.
I would giggle so hard.
The guy's ripped though. Like the guy is fucking ripped.
Can I braid your dick hair?
Like Ryan Gosling, but his dick area is just really
looks like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to shave it though, because you'd have stubble burn the inside of your pussy.
No, you would cornrow it.
Mm-hmm. I mean. He would probably not. It would pull the hairs out, the friction and stuff. Because I've been with hairy guys, and you like if you like rub their back too aggressively. Sometimes I pull out their hair, ow, their chest hair,
John,
and stuff.
Ooh. John.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make up a commercial right now. You're a doctor promoting laser penis hair removal, and go.
Hi. Do you have a lot of hair? Do you have short hair? Do you just hate hair in general? Me, Dr. Puxatani. Is here to bring you this new incredible serum to help alleviate all hair on all areas of your body.
What about me, doctor? I have hair only on my penis.
That's no problem. You can put it anywhere, even on in your underwear.
Wait, this is a topical serum?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, what's this is our serum?
I said laser hair removal for your penis.
Right.
You're just putting lasers on your penis?
It's going with injectables. Now we're going to topicals now.
They actually use the old 80s Star Wars system. They use lasers from space and try to aim it at your penis to remove
space
it.
Space lasers.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive.
Space lasers.
Is that what Crossfire is doing these days?
Uh-huh.
Space lasers!
Crossfire and the hair off dicks.
The legislation provides the same level of protection to the online world that exists on a high street in relation to the sales of physical DVDs.
What were we talking about?
We were talking
about big, said a protection, so
big
I don't know
black furry cocks. In converging media world, there's provisions must be coherent. I've been saying that for years, guys. And the big black furry cock classification regime is tried and tested system of what content is regarded as harmful for minors. But minors aren't supposed to watch porn. Now every minor has. Do you think there's one person under 18 that has seen pornography?
How are they
going
to get off? They're so lonely being in those tunnels all day.
I was going to make a minor joke, Marie. You beat me to it.
Great job, guys. Good job making minor jokes. Woo! Nope, those guys work really hard and they need humor every once in a while. Fucking morons.
You're a moron.
You're a moron. Marie, do you have another story? Because if you don't, I
would like for everyone to fucking stop applauding actresses who go ugly for movie roles.
Okay. Why?
Just stop.
Harsh stance.
Yes. Well, this is from thedailydot.com.
It's my favorite website that's based on dots.
The Daily Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you need a dot every day?
Well, this is by E.J. Dickinson.
We're like Eat a Dickinson.
Let's see what E.J. Dickinson from The Daily Dot has to say about women going ugly for movie roles.
Now, what do they mean by that? Like when can't, like when what's her face?
Yes.
Okay.
Charlize Theron.
Yes, did that movie Monster, and she like made herself ugly.
War notes.
Or like G.I. Jane when people like shave their heads and stiff.
Yeah.
And what's her face in a fat suit?
Million dollar baby.
That's Adele. She's not in a fat suit. She's just a singer, D. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, let me read the story. Last week, the trailer for Jennifer Aniston's upcoming film.
She lives in a trailer? Man, she took that Brad Pitt thing really bad.
Yeah. She did. It has been a downward spiral for her. Jennifer Aniston's upcoming film Cake was released online. The movie, which has already generating significant Oscar buzz, is about a woman who really likes
the band Cake.
Yes. Who suffers from chronic pain and becomes obsessed with the suicide of her friend and fellow support group member, Anna Kendrick.
Oh, God. It already sounds like one of those sappy bullshit things. Two women overcome odds. All right.
Yeah, but it is Kendrick and Aniston.
I will agree. Hopefully they make out. It's fine. Go ahead.
In all honesty, however, the trailer for Cake is far less interesting than the response to it online, where bloggers and commenters are applauding Aniston for her shocking transformation into her role, which, if the trailer is any indication, basically involved her wearing the wrong shade of foundation and not washing her hair for a few days. Some critics, like Vulture's Jetta Yawn, have compared Aniston's turn in Cake to Charlize Theron's Oscar-winning transformation into the killer alien. How do you pronounce? Eileen.
Can we see the trailer? Is it out there?
Yeah, I could probably pull it up. Give me a second. Marie, keep reading.
I will keep reading, but yes, the Cake official trailer is on YouTube. Just do Cake official trailer search and also Metallica.
I found some images.
So this already got an Oscar buzz.
Yep. Aniston's isn't just sans makeup in this movie. She's caked in a foundation she's caked in a foundation that makes her face look greasy and jaundiced. White puffy scars.
That's type font joke, Dutch, just for you.
White puffy scars run across her chin and cheek and her forehead, hinting at a trauma that will slowly reveal itself. Her hair is unwashed.
She looks
like my aunt.
Aunt.
Her hair is unwashed. Her clothes are baggy, khaki linen variety of a woman who's just given up.
Found the trailer. Here it is. Gonna play it right.
Can I see? I mean, you've refused to turn your video on.
What do you mean? My video was on, bitch.
On fucking Hangout,
you
though.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah, I can't see you.
I don't know why I'm being so mean.
Remind me to talk. We need to figure out the video thing because I can never see.
And I checked on the internet to see if they were different in Mexico.
These salads? Francisco de this most. I think you have big problems.
Perceptivo. How's it going? I'm doing really well.
I want you to verbalize to Nina how her suicide affected you.
She jumped off a freeway overpass, landed on a flatbed truck heading to Mexico. Her body got stuck in customs for like a week before Nina's husband could even claim it. Way to go, Nina.
Spread your legs a little bit wider.
Should we go on a date first?
Haha.
Listen, you think I could come by and pick up the rest of my stuff? I think it's prudent if we don't see each other.
Oh my God, this is like one of those Zach Braffian bullshit.
It looks like a movie that the Oscar people would love.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Shit. I can't pay attention to it because she's so ugly.
She's really not that ugly in it, really.
I mean, it's awful. I can't even look at her.
I mean,
That's the reason why the whole Oscar, you know, buzz is going on is because it's like, oh my God, look how brave she is.
Nice night, huh?
I was actually being sarcastic.
I can't give you that information. I actually brought you a really nice bottle of vodka. What kind?
What's with the Terminator music?
I don't know. Maybe
they're going to get drunk.
Shit's about to get serious, bro.
Cake is a serious treat. Betsy Sharkey, Los Angeles Times. God, shut up. Get it? Serious treat, guys.
So why do they talk about Cake? Why is it called Cake?
Because they love the band.
Has a reason.
I'm not a stalker.
I want a girl who doesn't
shines like diamonds. I want a girl
with frumpy clothes and used to be hot.
I want a girl who can drive my Chrysler LeBaron.
Good one, John.
You did good there.
The traditional sense?
You know, you just could have said you wanted to come over.
Yeah, but what's the fun in that?
Whisper podcast.
Wayne, what are you doing? He doesn't even like you.
I know about your accident. I can't save you. I can barely save
you. Oh, God, it's whispering, crying, crying.
I can't save you.
I can barely save myself.
I just want a slice of your cake. What are they going to eat your cake?
They're going to say cake at some... Can they say cake at some point so we know what the point is? Like,
hey, I got you this cake.
It's terrible.
Like, the little girls are going to go, it's easy as cake. And the moms are going to go,
no, it's easy as pie.
Myself and my kid.
I'm not asking you to.
Is it is a man of sight?
Get off my property.
If I could switch places, I would. I wanted to tell you that.
It's raw, poignant, and unexpected. This is not good.
Doesn't matter. Just blow them out.
There's the cake, guys.
You saw the cake, guys?
You saw the cake? There was a cake there.
Was
a,
that's the music.
Watch this end up being like the best movie ever made.
I doubt it. Oh, God. William
H. Macy. I was eating cake long before they were paying me to eat cake.
Matthew McConaughey.
He was right.
Oh, what happened, Matthew McConaughey? What is wrong with you? Why are you making commercials for Lincoln?
Those are bad commercials, man.
Oh, God.
It's uncomfortable.
No, he's won an Academy Award, right?
You guys, Jennifer Aniston.
I think he might have gotten nominated. I don't think he actually won one yet.
I don't even know.
No, he won. He
did. Oh, what, Lincoln Lawyer or something?
Spires Club?
Or
are
Mud?
McConaughey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just won.
Yeah, he just won.
Dallas Buyers Club, right?
For portraying
Dallas
a gay
Buyers
guy.
Club, yeah. With AIDS. Or a guy with AIDS. I don't know.
Oh, he's one of those pedophile gays, right? That has AIDS.
Right.
The preacher was, they're all pedophiles out here.
Preacher was telling us about. I'm sorry, Marie. Why should we not? What were we reading? I forgot.
Jennifer Aniston is so awful because she wasn't wearing makeup.
I'm a Jennifer Faniston.
Ew.
Don't do that.
She's so brave, guys. She's so brave. Oh,
they were paying me to take dick in the ass. It just feels right. That was the tagline trailer for Dallas Buyers Club.
All right.
Yeah, I just played that for you guys. Yeah.
So what is this Dallas Buy Guys Club about? How did he get AIDS?
Buy guys.
Four guys.
Did he buy some guys?
Makes sense.
Can you guys think of like in like let's just say the last 2 years, any Oscar,
The Grouch,
like you know, movies that you've actually watched? I haven't seen any.
Wild.
I saw
De La Hoya.
Did Wall Street win?
Jesus, I'm just really bad. Yeah, I saw Wall Street and I saw
The Wolf of Wall
Street. Oscar De La Fuente.
Wait, did Wolf of Wall Street win? I don't even remember.
I think it won something.
I haven't seen
Leo
that.
Didn't win anything.
I'm so fucking brain dead.
You haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street? It's really good.
No, I haven't seen it yet. Her was good.
That was good. Yeah.
I finally saw Inception for the first time a couple weeks ago. It's a good movie. I liked it.
All right, let me just pull up
list of Academy Award records.
2013 Academy Award. Argo. Jennifer Lawrence won for Silver Linings.
I saw that.
Lincoln. Wow. I remember Lincoln.
Why did he see
Les Miserables? Anne Hathaway.
Wait. Les Miserables.
Hathaway?
Les Miserables is such a bitch.
It's Les Miserables.
Christoph Waltz for Django.
Yeah, it's Les Miserables, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. Lesbian Miserables.
Yes. I love that miserable lesbian play.
Christoph Waltz. Christoph Waltz for Django.
Django. It's just
Django.
Django.
Django and Chains.
I see that one. I saw that one.
Yay.
Did you see Life of Pi? Because that one. I'm not going to read Best Foreign Film because you didn't see it.
Nope.
Best Foreigner Song.
Skyfall got Best Song.
Don't Stop Believing.
So you didn't see Skyfall? You didn't see Argo?
Skyfall got for that Adele song that she just says, Skyfall, it's fucking Skyfall.
The sky is falling. Skyfall.
It's about Skyfall.
That's an accurate.
Did you see Brave? Brave won for Best Animated.
Oh, actually, no, I did see that.
See, there you go. So you saw Life of Pi and Brave. You saw
I did not
things.
See Life of Pi.
Oh, what'd you ding for?
Life Aquatic.
Django. You saw
Django. I did see that one. Yes.
All right. So yeah, you saw and you, did you see Lincoln?
I didn't see Lincoln either.
I saw Lincoln.
What about Lincoln Lawyer?
Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
No, that's the most historically accurate movie. Lincoln the Vampire Hunter.
That's a documentary.
Right. Yes, of course it's a documentary.
Set in 1862.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Can you name the two actors who have won two consecutive Academy Awards?
Well, yes, I actually can. Rob Schneider is going to be one of them.
And Adam Sandler is probably the other.
Adam Sandler would be the other one.
Because they're in both of each other's movies, and
they're hilarious.
And if they win, one has to get one and the other gets the other. I know how it works.
Mm-hmm. Has Steve Buscemi won an Oscar?
I don't know.
Or I think he's won an Emmy for Boardwalk.
Did he?
I think. I'm not positive.
We really need to be up on our pop culture before we start talking about this stuff.
I actually know a lot about Pop-Tarts.
There's the blueberry and the strawberry.
I like the strawberry.
Shrimp Pop-Tarts.
I love...
There's s'mores. They have like chocolate flavored ones. You could have a toasted.
Oh god, a shrimp pop tart would be so bad.
No, I hate these shrimp cocktail pop tarts.
It's so bad. Aww. It's just shrimp and cocktail.
That's making
sauce.
Me like ill. Just
you don't want one?
It.
Is it like?
It's actually pop tarts that are rimmed around a glass that you dip in cocktail sauce.
You don't want a hot. Okay. You don't want a hot bologna and mustard pop tart.
Ew. Oh,
that sounds delicious.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Has anyone ever used two pop tarts to be the sandwich bread in a sandwich?
What would be in the middle?
I don't know.
Oh, like, I'm serious. We don't have health problems.
Shut up, guy who made your own fucking double down whatever.
What do I look like, Guy Fieri? You make up the pop tart sandwich.
It's dope and gangster.
I don't know. Put like marshmallow fluff in the middle and Nutella or something. I don't know.
Oh, and then do like a s'mores. That actually might work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nutella, chocolate you eat so you can lie to yourself.
But it's going to be dependent on which flavor Pop-Tarts you're using. Right.
Well, yeah, don't be using the strawberry ones.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the chocolate.
You use like the cinnamon or whatever.
Well, that'd be good.
Right.
Or like a graham cracker one.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi has won two Screen Actor Guild Awards and a Golden Globe Boardwalk
Golden
Empire.
Globe? That's what you use to throw at Emmys.
And two nominations for an Emmy Award, but he did not win.
Oh, really? He's so good.
Okay, I have an issue right now.
Do you need a tissue?
You need a tissue.
No, I have a huge... Mal says Pixar only has issue. Like four good movies. Are you kidding me? They're all good. Shut your face, Mal.
Whoa, hold on. This is not a bad...
No, I'm taking an issue with this. Because every Pixar movie I've ever seen, I liked a lot.
This is what he takes this.
He's only seen two of them, though, so he's just...
I pick my battle, Sean. He's only,
wasn't upset at killing all those.
Are you with me? Are you? Come on, let's go.
He was perfectly fine with killing queers.
I'm right behind you,
but
bro.
He hates the... do not make fun of Pixar movies in his presence.
Cars was not a Pixar film.
Yes,
Cars
was. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
No, Cars was a Pixar film.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Oh,
you're wrong. Now eat your words, stupid.
Cars is still
wrong.
Good.
I'm wrong again for the second time this week.
This week,
Cars is adorable. I've watched that movie 942 times.
Aww.
Oh my! Oh, look at all those sleeping trucks. I think that every time I pass trucks on the highway.
See,
fucking Cars. Man.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of Cars, so Maul, I'll take that back. Well, no, you're still an idiot for only thinking there's only four that are good.
Toy Story.
But that one I didn't
Nemo.
Like.
Up.
Up is fantastic. How can you even watch
Toy Story 1, 2, and 3?
Monsters, Inc. The Incredibles.
Yes. Wally. Lost in the Brave.
A Bug's Life.
I didn't see Brave. Yes, A Bug's Life.
Bug's Life. Yes. Yep. Rules.
In fact, they're all pretty great, except for maybe Cars.
Now, I wanted to see A Thug's Life, but Tupac died before they made it, but he was the voice of a bug. It was going to be really good.
Sweet story.
That was so mean, right?
Cool story, Hansel.
Really, we were having fun.
It was really hurtful.
We had Wreck-It.
Wreck-It Ralph. Was that Pixar? No.
Yes, it was.
It was.
It was? Okay, there you go. Dutch, there you go. You made fun of me and I helped you.
There you go.
Wreck-It Ralph was really
Suck
good.
It, Maul.
I really liked Wreck-It Ralph. Was that Pixar, though?
Yes.
No, it's Disney. Wreck-It Ralph is not Pixar. It's Disney.
Oh.
Specifically Pixar I'm thinking about.
Disney just learned how to Pixar recently, so that's what happened.
It's true.
Yeah,
no, you know what I mean, though?
Disney Animated Studios.
It's Pixar, but it is kind of its own entity.
Disney just learned how to Pixar. Like, they can make their...
Pixar is now its own entity, and Disney has created Disney Animated Studios. Yes.
Wait, so they released them then?
Okay.
Because they bought them up a year ago.
Here's the thing. As the only person that ever worked at Disney, I will explain to you how it works.
No, Marie, shut up. We know better.
So there's a possessive company thing where it would they're not allowed to say Disney's Pixar. It's Disney dot Pixar. They're partners.
Ah, so they're two separate
entities. How dare you?
So like,
he said Frozen was dog shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, Frozen wasn't as good as it as everyone says it was.
Bitch.
Frozen was a lot of regurgitated themes. It was kind of all over the place.
I didn't like Frozen personally.
Disney owns pretty much all of their media.
Why? It's a typical Disney film.
I didn't like
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It was insert script for typical Disney film.
But it was funny. It was good.
But all they did was double everything. They're like double princesses, double guys, double sidekick characters, double everything. Frozen.
He was a moose.
Oh, the moose ruled too.
It was a reindeer. Or moose.
The Horse Entangled was awesome, but those movies are easy to confuse because they're like the same.
For people who are trying to be too cool for the room and don't like Disney or Pixar films, like, shut the fuck up. Like, just admit that these things are good. Stop it,
Dutch. Have you guys seen this girl that she takes the Disney songs, puts it in Google Translate, and then sings it like what you know, direct translations from different languages?
So you know how if you put something into Google Translate and you translate it into another language, and then you try to translate that back into English,
yeah.
It's usually not what you put in the first time. And oftentimes it's just like not even close. Well, two of my high school friends came up with the brilliant idea of putting famous works of literature through several layers of Google Translate and putting it back into English and then dramatically reading it out loud, and hilarity always ensued. And I recently thought, what would happen if I put song lyrics through Google Translate?
All right, we did it.
I'll skip forward.
Thank you. We're never going to get past all the Frozen parodies, are we?
Probably not. No, but this is pretty funny.
Yeah. It's a good one?
This is good, trust me. Yeah. This is, like I said, she takes stuff, puts it in Google Translate.
Well, she already said that.
Yeah, okay.
Lit white snow on the mountain tonight. No visible legs. Discrimination law is probably the queen. Rotating the wind is howling storm. They cannot do that. God knows I've tried.
Hey, that was right.
One.
Do not let them, do not let them see. It is always a good girl. Hide, do not feel, do not know.
It's so funny how some are really close.
I know,
exact.
And some are way off. Like, there's just, no yeah, the middle ground. Like, some are kind of there, and some discrimination law. Like,
base
how did that happen?
Is just completely off.
A certain distance, how small is everything? And the fear is that once guided me, they do not know me at all. Now is the time. To do limitations and improvements, challenge. Okay, I have no power. I
does a good job keeping the rhythm.
She does.
Yeah.
Give up, give up.
She's got a good voice, though. I agree with that.
It's like a Dragon Ball Z, like bad translation, you know? Flurries of ability of junk. What?
My large circle friend.
My large circle freezing.
The fractal freezing.
Explosive idea is crystallized ice. I never will go back. The past is the past.
It's true. Can I there?
Give up.
The give up is my favorite.
Give up.
Give up. Other rice radiation.
It runs perfect, woman. I hear the light of day. Let us bury angry. Cold never bothered me anyway.
Oh, that was
that's
accurate.
The only part that they actually got right.
That was fucking great, right? I told
that's
you.
Funny.
It's, she has a very good voice.
It's a good bit, though. I would love her to do like every Disney movie song like that just to see what would come out, you know?
Some of our listeners may not be able to relate to this, but I have nieces and nephews that like
nope, you know, can't relate.
That soundtrack is on all the time whenever I go over to the house, that you know, to hang out with my brothers and sisters. Like, dude. This is so fucking funny.
Domino's like,
it's the same thing with gay men in their cars.
Domino's
they are like nieces and nephews.
Domino, most motivational give up song ever. It's true.
Give up. She's right. I should give up right now.
Man, I really want to stop. I don't want to do this anymore.
Now you guys
why
are
getting have I been
it.
Trying so hard?
I don't know.
Elsa's telling me not to.
All right, a quick one here before we
shoot out a quick one.
The red.
Before the red show comes on right after us, North Korea orders everyone sharing the leader's name to change their name.
You're the leader? You look nothing like the bean.
Oh, wait, is his name pretty common? Like John Smith?
Kim Jong? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Kim.
You're nothing, John Smith.
Jon Snow.
No
first off,
that.
I hate the Duchess caught up with Game of Thrones now, and he wants to do all these jokes now.
When does the new season start?
February.
January? February.
Okay, I want to be part of the show.
Of 2015
or March
of 2015?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know.
We have Thrones.
We don't have access to the internet. There's no way to know. There's no way to know.
I was gonna say, fuck this last story. I'm not talking about
Game
of Thrones.
April 2014.
Okay,
2015.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I need to
wait that long.
Preparing.
Well, no. See, last
this is fun.
This year it came out in March at the very end of March, so it should be April next year.
Because it was right after my birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we going to start up that show again? The Game of Thrones?
Yeah, no, I'm down. I'll do it. If Dennis will put it together, I'll do it.
I'm all about it, man.
Wieners.
One.
He can't command a penis.
What, doesn't Dennis do whatever we tell him to do?
No, I'm going to ask.
No, do it. He's gotten ornery lately.
I found a frozen dubstep.
There you go.
Better? Huh? Everyone happy now?
Sean, why you better?
No, wrong show.
What is a North Korean leader?
Oh, Kim Jong-un. Whatever. He's making everybody who shares his name has to legally change it. That's the story. So it's a quick
one. Wait, shares, like, if I blog about Kim Jong-un, I have to change his name to, like, Fred?
Anybody.
No, if anybody your name, also named the same,
I
think.
If anyone also has his name.
Right.
They have to legally change their name.
So if I were named Kim Jong-un,
you have to change it.
But I don't want to.
You have to.
I don't want to.
For the greater power of Korea.
But wait, is he saying like anyone also named Kim? Like American Kims? Like Kimberly?
No, not America. Just North Korea. He has no say.
He has no say over here.
Oh, yeah. He can't do anything.
He can't just come over here and start bossing me around?
He barely has say over there.
Yeah,
all you have to do is tell him, you have no power over me.
Be gone, Kim.
That's not how it
just
works.
Just like the labyrinth.
It's not how it works. And you can use the Fushigi
magic,
ball.
Dance magic. Put that magic spell on me. Smack that baby. Make him free.
Neglected hypnotex. So you can't fuck her with a fist, but you can with a peace sign?
Yes.
Her not belly sags down. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This fucking cunty horseshit song better.
Her belly sags down like a fat cat.
Oh, no.
I saw Jennifer Lawrence's silver lining in her vagina.
Who nice. Was that? You have to give him credit.
Spider McGee.
That was funny, Spider McGee.
There you go. End on that one.
Oh, God. All right, guys. Red Show up next. Listen to the Fat Wobbles until then.
Wobble, 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 wobble. We're fading out like way too early.
What is she going?
I would go. Let it go.
Makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me.